SBS Radio.
ما هفبيفينك بPeter Lennon جهزة بوليس نيو ساوث ويلز لسر هوش دارين كود و خلق ده دمن تعطيل دا بشوية دا آقادار با پيك آني. برز پیتر لینن ده بیجه ده و مروف هشیار و آقادار با ده دم آجوتنا اوتوموبیل ده چونکه گلک خلق انها لسر تاخان هنه. اگر تو او مالبا تا خود چن هالیدی انگو تعطیله باشتره، یان اگر تا خواست جیرانن خوا آقادار بکه. اگر تا کسی که به شک دید یک سر تلفون پولیس بکه ده بیجه برز لینن. کسین که دیاریان دکرن دیارین خوا ده اوتوموبیل ده ده شونک نخویاده بهیلن، چونکه گلک دزهنه و سیری ناو اوتوموبیلان دکن جبو تشتان بدزن. برز پیتر لینن جه هیزا پولیس نیو سات ویلز هر وها جه شوفیران رجا دکه که الکهول و نخون اگر نیت های اوتوموبیل باجون. او دبیجه اگر باجون انجام باش نینه او پولیس گلکی نگران دبن دما شوفیر الکهول ودخوا او اوتوموبیل داجون، چونکه اویکا گلکی خطرناکه. هر وها بکارانینا موبیل فونه دما آجوتنا اوتوموبیل ده قدخه تفکو اگر اوتوموبیل لبر چرا سور راوسته بجی. برز پیتر لینن جهیز پولیس نیو ساوث ویلز جه هوالاتیان دا خواست که و رجاد که که دوان روژن تا تیلانده گلکی آگادار و هوشیار بن لسره.
Detective Superintendent Peter Lennon from New South Wales Police Force, welcome to SBS Radio Kurdish program.
Thank you, May, and please call me Peter.
Peter, as you know, the festive season is here. Are there any special precautions that the citizens should take during the Christmas and the New Year's holidays?
Look, there's a number of things that the police suggest. There's a lot of people out on the road, so we need to drive a bit more carefully. There's a lot of people that are trying to get to family events and dinners and luncheons and things like that, so we all just need to be a little bit more patient with each other and drive to the road rules. Just drive a little bit more carefully, and there's people crossing the roads with other things on their mind, so we just all need to be a little bit more careful on the roads. In terms of our houses, if people are going away, make sure it's all properly locked up and tell your neighbours that you're going away if you want to, so they can keep a bit of an eye out for you. And if anyone sees anything suspicious around their streets, the police are here. We work 24 hours a day, and we absolutely do not mind coming out to patrol through a street because there's suspicious people or a suspicious vehicle. So please ring your local police if you've got anything suspicious to report. If it's more serious, please ring 000. And then probably the third thing is about just when you've gone and bought your presents, or you're taking your presents to your friends and your family's places and you leave them in your car, just be careful where you park your car, because there are unfortunately bad people that are getting around railway stations and car parks that are looking in cars, and a Christmas present wrapped up very brightly is very attractive to a criminal. So please just be careful where you park and keep your presents safe.
Just another point I'd like to emphasise on, obviously, drink driving. How important is not to drink and drive?
Look, it is seriously against the law. The people's functions as a driver get severely impaired, and they can cause accidents, they can hurt themselves, and more importantly, they can go and injure other people, which just ruins people's lives, the injuries that get caused. We see it day after day, and it's very, very frustrating to the police that people still think they can drink alcohol and drive when they're over the limit, and it's very, very dangerous. There are very strong penalties for it, and the courts are enforcing it, and people should know that it is strongly against the law. And if you've got friends who you think are going to drink drive, tell them no, take their keys off them. You should be responsible enough to do that sort of thing. There's also double demerit points coming up, which comes in tonight at midnight, so you're in double the trouble for your penalty. And that involves speeding as well, but drink driving is very, very irresponsible.
Detective, also another point to be clarified about driving and mobile phones.
Yes.
Isn't it true that it is not permitted to be on a mobile phone even while the vehicle is at the red lights?
Even while the vehicle is stationary, you shouldn't be using your mobile phone because you're distracted from what's going on around you. There could be other cars moving through the intersection. There could be other cars trying to join the traffic. There could be pedestrians crossing, and some of them might even be crossing between the cars, which is illegal. But you, as a driver, you're in control of that motor vehicle at all times. So you shouldn't be using your mobile phone at all. You shouldn't be SMSing or sending any messages or viewing anything while you're in the car. Lock it away in the glove box. Put it away somewhere where you're not going to touch it until you get to your destination.
What's the most important message you'd like to pass on to the public or the citizens?
I think most importantly, have a safe time, drive carefully, don't drink too much, and just take care of each other and have a good time. Be responsible is probably the best phrase. Be responsible.
Detective Superintendent Peter Lennon from New South Wales Police, Fairfield Local Area Command, thank you for your time and thank you for being on SBS Radio.
Thank you very much, May. Merry Christmas to all your listeners.
Thank
you. And a Happy New Year.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas to you and to the entire police force, and Happy New Year.
Thank you. We're working 24/7, so if you want us, just call us.